Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill and of good conscience. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. On this day, the 24th of August 2016, we are live, we are direct. As always, God Almighty is in charge. As Muhammad Buhari panics, as there is serious panicking confusion in Asorok, Muhammad Buhari amateurishly dished out contract for those who will try to see whether they can divide IPOB. They have failed. As we have told you, they will gather because they are whom they are. Saboteurs, backstabbers, but in the end, because they have not gathered in the name of God Almighty, they will fail. They have failed again. Muhammad Buhari started by concocting lies using the DSS. They started with concocting lies about IPOB being violent, Nnamdi Kanu being violent. He couldn't succeed in that one. He used MEND to try to see if they can get a pound of flesh out of IPOB. They failed. These are amateurs in propaganda. These are amateurs in subterfuge. It was a very, very poorly packaged propaganda. As if he's not tired, he has now come up with the concocted story once again that IPOB is now split, and we are going to give you and analyze this in detail. He has failed once again. Muhammad Buhari is amateur in subterfuge. His cronies, his agents are also students in the art of propaganda, and everything is manifesting from their actions and from their visionless attitude to the Biafran people. They have come up with a lot of lies. They have concocted, they have packaged them, and in all counts, on all grounds, they are below standard. And you know what? Biafra is winning. Nnamdi Kanu is, of course, setting the pace. IPOB is setting the pace. Nigerian government is panicking. The seat of power in Abuja is in confusion. That is the only thing we can tell you at this particular point in time. And the question is, why is that so? It is so because they have not come. They are not called by God Almighty Himself. We are called, and we are focused, and we are on this very divine mission to deliver without any equivocation, without retreating, without surrendering. We are telling you today that once again, the Nigerian project has failed because they cannot even find their bearing. They tried to see if people will listen to them with all manner of lies, with all manner of concocted stories about IPOB and Nnamdi Kanu. On all counts, they are failing. We are going to expose them once again. Muhammad Buhari remains a dictator. He is a murderer and a genocidist who has continued to hatch plans, that will indeed eventually consume him. We are urging every IPOB5 members in Biafraland to remain resolute. And because this project has been ordained by God Almighty Himself, because on this platform the truth must be told, because on this platform whatever is hidden in the kingdom of darkness called the zoo, otherwise known as Nigeria, must be exposed. We call on God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, He who sees in secret and in the open, Chukwuokike Abiama, who instituted this project, to come as always to take charge and control and direct the affairs of this evening. But everything we do as we gather from east to west, from north to south of this planet Earth, from the upland and from the rural areas of Biafraland, that the mission that we have set ourselves on will be accomplished, and that every glory will be to His holy name. We ask you, God Almighty, to direct us, to instill words into our mouth, to put words into our mouth, as you say, that everything we say will go towards achieving the desired result. That it will not just only be seen to have been preached here on this planet Earth and on this platform, but that it will go forth to touching hearts and minds of men and women from around the world, that they will begin to attune themselves to the truth, to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. That the eyes of Biafran people will open, that the eyes of men and women of good will and of good conscience and friends of Biafra will open to see the devilish intent and conduct of Muhammad Buhari and his agents in Biafraland. We are a people singled out for total destruction and extermination, but because God Almighty lives, we shall be victorious. We are already victorious. The enemies are scampering for safety. We ask you, God Almighty, to continue to set confusion into their midst, into Assault Rock, into the corridors of power and the contraption called Nigeria, that there will never know peace. That they will continue to go from one manner of lies and concussion to the other, and that eventually their plots will consume them. Liberate the land of Biafra, emancipate the people of Biafra. Accept the souls of our gallant heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. Protect the families they left behind. Be their comforter, be their protector. Give us every enablement to stand shoulder to shoulder with them and to live up to our responsibilities to them. Together, may we all join hands to restore Biafra. To the greater glory of your name, and to this we say amen and amen. My name is Uchenna Four. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from Abatete, Abatete Sindem in Biafra Land. We are once again welcoming you, eminent Biafrans, to this hallowed platform of men and women of good conscience and of Biafrans around the world. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platforms, we are on FM radio stations. Across Biafran, we are also on a technology called GoToListen. You need a mobile phone and you need credit on your mobile phone. You need to be in different places and regions, one of which is Biafran or anywhere in the contraption called Nigeria or United States of America or United Kingdom. If you dial any of the numbers peculiar to these regions, you will be able to be listening to this live broadcast as we speak. We are on shortwave platform as well, and the frequency is 11700 kilohertz on 25 shortwave. There are people who say that they are not getting this broadcast on a shortwave platform. We are also not unaware of the fact that there are some issues with people in Biafraland with respect to getting the live broadcast as they want it. This is as a result of the epileptic internet services being supplied to the gullible population and hapless individuals in the contraption called Nigeria by the mobile phone companies and internet service providers. We do not blame them, but we also ask them to make use of other alternative platforms. We cannot underestimate the fact that there are formidable enemies of Biafrans in the contraption called Nigeria. They are working day and night. They are trying to make sure that everything we are doing is not seen to its logical conclusion. But they are failing and they will continue to fail. We are on mobile phone app and we are urging you to download it. We are also on Biafra Television app. Download these two apps on your mobile devices, and with this you will be availing yourselves of important and timely information and news regarding Biafra Resolution Project. We are also asking everyone to make use of Twitter platform more often than not for the dissemination of the news regarding this divine project that God Almighty has instituted, Biafra Resolution Project. We are also asking you to use that platform to be engaging responsible players in the international system with the atrocities being committed against Biafran people in the contraption called Nigeria, the continued human rights abuses being committed against Biafran people, the continued commission of crime against humanity against Biafran people in the contraption called Nigeria. There is no excuse. There is no other way of saying it other than that we have to do the needful. We must continue to tweet. We must not underestimate the potency of that particular platform. We must continue to intensify effort and to consolidate on the gain so far. If you don't know how to tweet, ask somebody to help you. If you don't have Twitter account, please ask somebody to help you to open one. We must follow our principal officers of state and our Twitter experts. If you cannot tweet, retweet other the Twitter messages from others. That is by simply going to the same message and clicking on a button that says retweet, and the message will go. This is just the only way we can continue to mount pressure on this particular campaign that we are carrying on our enemies. The number to call when our lines are open is 4474059641 plus 4474059641. We are also on Skype, and that Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra, all one word, number 6 in front of it. Once again, this is your platform, and we're welcoming you.
Make it, it's not the gun. Oh, don't want that anymore. Oh, yes, and all the world. solo. Eme se kono matwele. Okwanye manono duko. Odone bwema. Okoko konyaru. Anachwe yonso. Ose kwen silikoni. Oke chikwe no.
Okono gongachi.
Dike kani kibu na London. Dike kani
kibu na Israel.
Dike kani kibu na Russia. Dike kani kibu na India. Dike kani kibu na Biafra. Nnamdi Kanu. Dike kani kibu na Biafra.
Nzobu nzobu
eni. Eni mba eni.
Nzobu 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 nzobu.
Eni mba eni.
Anyega zobu ndilo.
Nzobu
eni mba eni.
Nzobu 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 nzobu.
Eni mba eni.
Omwe wani ne dekenin dekenin
dekenin dekenin dekenin
dekenin
dekenin
dekenin
dekenin. Ibo mwe mana na sago.
Ibo mwe mana no no.
Yatura na sago.
Ewo. Odi wola ni.
Ibo mwe mana na sago.
Onya wele kesi zanye no si sale.
My blood.
Onya wele ke chupu nye no chupu kikopyo ma. Helele. Onya give God. What belongs to him? And give Caesar what belongs to him. As we seek for peace and humanity, it's not at all for vanity. Then I want some people is killing each other. Helele. I wonder why my blood
died. Oh, Bobby, I'm like, I joined. I'm forgetting the men who
know.
I'm forgetting the men who know.
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. Government is in charge. We are using this opportunity once more to remind Biafrans, especially in Biafra land, that there is subsidy ban on monthly contributions, levies, and any form of donations. And this is applying to all family units in Biafra land. There are some individuals saying which MFO say this, which MFO say that. This is a very direct message from the highest commander of this global family of Biafrans. And it must be implemented by all means. It doesn't matter whom you are. You have to abide by it. If you think that you can go out of your way to do whatever you want, then you're on your own. There is a subsisting ban. It is enforced on every Biafran in Biafraland. You are prevented by this ban. It is a prohibition at the moment from contributing money for the purposes of monetary dues, from making any donation, from collecting any levy from Biafran in Biafraland. This ban is still subsisting and nobody should go against it. If you do, then you are on your own and you face the consequences. There are some people who have been making also cynical comments regarding this. I want to let you know that this is a very direct instruction and must be obeyed. It is either you are in or you are out. It's simple like that. There is no collection of forms. There is no recruitment of any kind, whatever they call it, going on in Biafraland. If you make yourself a scapegoat, then you will bear the consequences. Mohamed Buhari is going around recruiting some unscrupulous elements in Biafraland to begin to recruit human beings of all kinds, people of all shades in Biafraland. And they tell you that they are part and parcel of IPOB project. There is nothing we are doing at the moment. There is no exercise in recruitment that we are doing. If you make yourself a scapegoat to DSS and Muhammad Buhari's agent in Biafraland, then that is up to you. There is no taking of pictures. There is no filling of forms of any kind. We are making this abundantly clear to all of you. If you make yourself, if you bring yourself within the contemplation of making yourself a scapegoat, then good luck to you. But we are making this an official announcement here. There is nothing like that. And if there is anything, you will hear it from this platform on form or from designated principal officers of state. Once again, no monetary due, no levy, no collection or donation of anything. That ban is subsisting until further notice. There is no recruitment of any kind going on in Biafraland by IPOB. If you allow yourself to be used, then you will be on your own when the time comes. Once again, this is Radio Biafra presentation. We are, of course, here to say the way it is. Federal government of the zoo called Nigeria is too overbearing. This is according to Wike, the governor of Igwocha, otherwise known as the Rivers State. Governor Yesson Wike on Wednesday labeled the federal government of the zoo called Nigeria as too overbearing, with too many powers and resources at its disposal. The governor insisted that the underdeveloped nature of Nigerian states is traceable to an overbearing federal government that had dysfunctional way of doing things. They are not organized, but they have so much resources at their disposal, and they are ready to deploy it at will. Mohamed Buhari is not doing anything different. They are ready to kill, to maim, and not to build. Governor Wike of Igwocha is lamenting. Everybody is lamenting. Mohamed Buhari has come with a Northern House of Lani agenda out there to implement it at all costs, irrespective of whoever is involved. Woe betide those from Biafraland who are being used as agents to destabilize the communities in Biafraland, to cause disaffection among communities that have been existing ever before the zoo called Nigeria was concocted. You must remain vigilant, you must remain focused. The greatest thing that has happened to Biafrans in this present dispensation is this platform, this Radio Biafra, Biafra Television, indigenous people of Biafra. We must remain resolute, we must remain committed. We must join hands together to make sure that we fight this common enemy, that we stand injustice in the face, that it may flee. They may be concocting all manner of lies. They may be using the stolen billions at their disposal to be doing all manner of things. People are hungry this time around, and when you dangle money in the faces of or that anybody who is hungry. Of course, the person will be willing to do anything you tell him. That is the situation with our people now. And Muhammad Buhari, who of course is the architect of these difficulties, hunger, and all manner of mourning and wailing in society, he's using this to his own advantage. And it is going to take the courage of very responsible individuals in society to stand up against him. On this platform, we will not relent, we will not rest on our oars until justice is done. Muhammad Buhari has not come with any intention. He has come to destroy, not to build. Once again, if you have ear, please listen. And if you think you are not intelligent, then try ignorance. Secret and Civilized Jihad Practiced in Nigeria, says Christian Elders Forum. There is secret and civilized jihad being practiced in Nigeria, and this is according to Christian Elders, under the auspices of National Christian Elders Forum. They on Wednesday disagreed with the Sultan of Sokoto, Saad Abubakar III, that Nigeria is a multi-religious state that could not be Islamized. Of course, everything that is happening now is staring everybody in the face. There is a hidden agenda by the Northern House of Fulanis, led by Muhammad Buhari, to make sure that they introduce Sharia in the whole of the zoo called Nigeria to Islamize everything. They have continued to unleash their plan. They have continued to unfold their plan gradually but steadily. The latest of it now is the introduction of an Islamic Development Bank. This bank is going to take over development projects in the contraption called Nigeria. They are also going to indeed chase mainstream banks into oblivion, and they are going to take over the activities, the usual activities of mainstream banks, because they have come with interest-free packages. They have also come with a number of other incentives that will attract every genuine businessman who is more interested in making profit. The introduction of the Islamic Development Bank is going to destroy everything that we know of, that is the pride of the society. And these people are prepared, they are well oiled, they are being supported, they are not alone. All the predictions made by Adlan and Mikano are coming home and sinking into our consciousness now. Muhammad Buhari and APC have very vicious hidden agenda, and they are now implementing it. Nobody is safe, but only those who stand for the truth can indeed emerge victorious in the end. While we killed Ironsi and installed Gowon, this according to Jamal Hussaini, we are not going to go into this because these are the people that we have been telling you. Jamal Hussaini is also one of the looters of the treasury. Jamal Hussaini was very close to Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida. These are the people that perpetuated injustice, perpetuated genocide against our people. They have continued to steal, they have continued to pillage, they have continued to impoverish Biafraland and our people. These are the people, when you talk about the looters, you talk about them. When you talk about the cabals, you talk about them. When you talk about the rogue elements, you talk about them. Muhammad Buhari cannot touch them because indeed he is not sincere. If he is sincere in fighting corruption, Jamal Hussaini should not be walking free on the street. Ibrahim Adamus Babangida cannot be breathing a very fresh air. Abdusame Abubakar, the same thing. The governors that served under them, the same. They also have civilian counterparts who are laundering their stolen billions for them and diverting it into different projects. If Muhammad Buhari is serious about fighting corruption, this man should not be free. But he is not sincere. He is after those who are naming their dogs and cattle. Buhari, he is after them. He wants to jail them. He wants to take a pound of flesh off them. He is going for soft targets. Muhammad Buhari is prosecuting those who are hungry. People who are going about their businesses looking for how to make ends meet. Ordinary people. He is, of course, protecting mega looters, those who are the architects of the downfall of the progressive societies and communities in that contraption called Nigeria. He is indeed supporting them. He is at home with them. These men, including Olusegun Obasanjo, are the people who are holding the zoo called Nigeria to ransom. But they are also deaf and dumb because they have been sent to destroy what is left of the zoo called Nigeria. God Almighty is in charge. The same people who think that they are the Lord and Master of all of you, we also preside over the decimation of that contraption called Nigeria in no time, by their actions, by their conduct, by their deeds. Jonathan Bashin, Ijaw National Congress, once Lai Muhammad. Fanny Kayode to Jane Kerry, your message to Sultan is garbage. Enough is enough, as Muhammad Buhari blows hot, shuts off Fanny Kayode with very damning message. We are going to look into all this, but these are headlines and we are not obliged to go into it in detail because we have a lot of things on our hand at the moment. IPOB faction to burn Biafra flag on October the 1st. Unbelievable. Indigenous people of Biafra faction is to burn Biafra flag on the 1st of October 2016. And this is going to be a signature headline for us this evening, because when we tell you that Muhammad Buhari knows nothing about progressive society, about governance, about making sure that the well-being of the people that he's presiding over are taken care of, people are, of course, saying we are embarking on propaganda. Muhammad Buhari knows nothing about all this. But he knows everything about maiming, about killing, about destroying innocent lives. He has been trying to make sure that IPOB is destroyed from within. He has used all manner of tricky and vicious means to try to silence IPOB. But on each count, in any event, he has been failing. He has been performing very woefully together with his agents. And this is no other than one of such despicable and sorry journey that Muhammad Buhari has embarked on. Muhammad Buhari has paid a number of people in Biafra land to make sure that IPOB does not function. They are trying to destabilize IPOB from within, but they are feeling they have failed again. They have now sponsored another group that call themselves Rebranded Indigenous People of Biafra. And who are these people? They say that they are a breakaway group from Indigenous People of Biafra, led by Nnamdi Kanu, and they have picked October the 1st, Nigeria's Independence Day, to publicly denounce Biafra Republic and burn its flag. This is ridiculous. So, in the first place, if somebody is not for IPOB, if somebody is not for Biafra, then he's not for Biafra. So why should we waste our time on this? But it is also very important that we energize our people, we bring this to the notice of our people, because Muhammad Buhari has come again. At least Muhammad Buhari has tried on two or three or four occasions to see whether he will have his way. He first used the DSS to concoct lies against IPOB by saying that IPOB and Nnamdi Kanu are violent. They said that we killed about five Hausa Fulani residents in Abia and buried them amidst 50 other bodies in a mass grave. We challenged them to come out with those 50 bodies that were buried in mass grave, including that of the Northern Hausa Fulani residents in Abia. They could not come up with anything. Meanwhile, they published this in national delis. In their desperation, they said, we killed five Hausa Fulani people. But what they wrote down, or what they made the public to be aware of in their publication, was only four names. And the question we were asking them was, where is the fifth one? You said five people were killed. In your publication, you mentioned only four names. You said that we killed these people and buried them in a mass grave amidst 50 other bodies. And we asked you the pertinent question, how was it possible that you were able to identify the five Hausa Fulani bodies that were killed by IPOB among 50 other bodies? And then you knew that they were the Hausa Fulanis, you knew their names, and you knew where they were buried, and you were able to isolate them from 50 other bodies. That was ridiculous and is still ridiculous. This is a poor performance on the part of the DSS. These are people who are practicing subterfuge. When we talk about subterfuge, we meant that what we mean is deception, official deception in official quarters. That's what Muhammad Buhari is embarking upon. When a respectful an organization is a secret agent or agency, a security agency that is supposed to be the image of the zoo called Nigeria or the image of any country at all, it's just like saying FBI is concocting lies against fellow citizens the way the DSS is doing. It's ridiculous and it is disgraceful. That is how Muhammad Buhari has reduced the DSS to a mere propagandist organization, a sectionalist organization, an ethnically minded organization, a religious fundamentalist organization out there to serve Muhammad Buhari and northern interests. The question is, who and who are saved? Nobody is saved. Because when a security apparatus, an agency of government that is supposed to be protecting lives and properties, that is supposed to be fighting against crime, turns itself into pursuing religious fundamentalist agenda, turns itself into an ethnically based organization, then nobody is saved. Everybody is going to be in a very deep mess in the contraption called Nigeria no distant time. They embarked on this amateurish concussion of lies, of deception, of fraud, of double dealing and trickery. And they failed woefully. We exposed them, they backtracked, they never talked about it again. Now they used MEND to try to see if they can destabilize IPOB. They used MEND, a spent force, a moribund terrorist organization. They resurrected their ghosts and they gave them flesh and blood. And they pushed them, they gushed them on to attack Ali Dananbe Kanu, to concord lies against Ali Dananbe Kanu, that he has capitulated. We have challenged them once again and they have run away because they don't have any evidence as to what they are saying. We challenge them to bring evidence of where Ali Dananbe Kanu agreed and those witnesses to that effect that Ali Dananbe Kanu was ready to negotiate with Muhammad Buhari. They could not provide any evidence. They are not even talking anymore. They failed woefully on that particular count again. Now they want to try another one. They now said, oh, we want to destroy IPOB from within. Let us sponsor a group to say that they are a faction of IPOB. But the truth is that these people are now making ridicule of themselves. It is ridiculous. official deception in the highest quarters. That is what Muhammad Buhari is embarking upon. Mega deception in official quarters. Fraud in the name of deceiving the public with information. Double dealing and trickling. That is what Muhammad Buhari is now embarking upon. Using some agents that they are paying. This is a man that said that he is fighting corruption. That he is fighting those who are looting the treasury. But he is the one encouraging deception, encouraging corruption itself. They pay off people, they buy their consciences to go and begin to call disaffection. Is Muhammad Buhari building or destroying? Your answer is as good as mine. We are using this opportunity once more to tell friends of Biafra, IPOB family members around the world and in Biafra land, that there are no two IPOBs, that these people are a group of people sponsored by Muhammad Buhari to know what our people will do, to know our response. And our response will always be, wait and see. Do not be moved. Do not be perturbed. Because they have not gathered in the name of God Almighty. Because they don't have any genuine purpose. Because they are out there to destroy, they will be destroyed themselves. Their plot will turn against them. The rebranded indigenous people of Biafra. Tripop. This is unbelievable. There is nothing like rebranded indigenous people of Biafra. These people are panicking because the high standards set, the discipline, the manner of the professional way of going about our quest for the restoration of Biafra is unsettling them, including Muhammad Buhari. This is an evidence of the fact that we are setting agenda. They are running from one pillar to post. They are scattered. They don't know what to do. They say that they have formed rebranded indigenous people of Biafra. Nobody should heed them. We will use this opportunity to teach Muhammad Buhari a lesson that IPOB is formidable, that IPOB is united as ever, that IPOB is belonging to God Almighty Himself, not to the Satan. That IPOB are the people of Biafra, and that we are the original owners of land of Biafra, and that nobody can set any agenda for us. Nobody can influence what we are doing. We will use this opportunity to disgrace the zoo called Nigeria once more. If on 1st of October 2016, any Biafran flag is burnt, the zoo called Nigeria is inviting trouble for itself. And we are challenging them. These paid agents of Muhammad Buhari that call themselves rebranded indigenous people of Biafra. We are challenging them to burn any Biafra flag on 1st of October 2016. Then we will show them that the zoo called Nigeria is nothing in the eyes of international community anymore. We will expose them the more. The zoo called Nigeria is going to be shown to the world for what it is, more than ever before. We are urging everyone to remain resolute. Indigenous people of Biafra is under the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu remains resolute. Nnamdi Kanu remains more than ever before committed to the cause for the restoration of Biafra. They are running around. If anybody is dissatisfied about the way IPOB goes about its own businesses, its own affairs, it is simply as a result of the fact that they cannot comprehend the high standard way we are doing things. The quality leadership of Alida Nnamdi Kanu, the discipline instilled in the structures in place. This is what Muhammad Buhari cannot comprehend. This is what our enemies cannot comprehend. This is what the DSS cannot comprehend. That is why they are running about, concocting all manner of stories. They try to penetrate IPOB. They haven't penetrated. They try all sorts of things. They have invested billions. And we have shown them that Biafra is not for sale. And we are going to demonstrate it once again in this particular despicable journey that they have embarked on. rebranded indigenous people of Biafra is not in existence, it is a no for us, and they will all be disgraced in no time. We are going to disgrace them with the truth that we have so much defended. We are going to tell the world the truth about them. We are going to stand resolutely and more tenaciously towards that quest for the restoration of Biafra. We are going to demonstrate to the world that these are rogue elements sponsored from official quarters, from the presidency of the contraption called Nigeria, led by Muhammad Buhari. We are going to expose them. They are nowhere to be found. They said that they have a spokesperson, and then they used Philip F. Young, and then they used Osuji and Chima. They joined it together. Foolishness in official quarters. According to Chima, Philip F. Young, Osuji, who released a statement on behalf of the group on Wednesday, Chima Philip F. Young Osuji, the decision was taken on Monday at the end of an emergency meeting of disaffected IPOB members. This is a propaganda body run, a propaganda gone wrong for Muhammad Buhari once again. And this is going to destroy his image forever, more than ever before. This is going to destroy the zoo called Nigeria more than ever before. For tampering with God's own project, you will understand the extent to which you have messed yourself up. Tripod, a fraudulent organization sponsored by Nigerian presidency, said that it now sees the Biafra question from a different perspective, as Biafra will now become a powerful metaphor for change, development, and greatness of the Igbos inside a united Nigeria. We want to make this very clear to everybody once again. There is no way Biafra can be inside Nigeria. Anybody telling you that or suggesting that to you has come from the den of the evil one. These are the people that have sold their souls to the devil. These are the political contractors we are talking about. These are the people who have been going about chasing one contract to the other, one contract or the other. And when you think about contract, it is the contract aimed at selling the collective interests of our people for these people's own selfish aim. And we are here to say that they will not succeed. There is no way Biafra can be inside Nigeria, never. It is Biafra or nothing else for us. Anybody telling you that they are going to, they are Biafrans and that they are paying allegiance to Nigeria, they know that these are saboteurs, these are money bags, these are political gangsters, these are political contractors, and they do not have anything with IPOB. They only want to tarnish the image of IPOB, but as disciplined as we are already making moves to exposing them for whom they are. It said it had accepted the fact that the Biafra Republic is not a reality, an anachronism, and doubts that the South-South region will ever become part of a Biafra Republic, except by force after the declaration of another civil war. Do you see the divide and rule tactics that they are coming with? They want to instill doubt in the minds of Biafran people, but indeed, they are failing already. It doesn't matter how many people that stand for Biafra for avoidance of doubt. The most important thing is that Biafra is a phenomenon. Biafra has come to be, and nobody born of flesh, nobody born of woman can stop it. No group of people born of flesh can stop it, including Muhammad Buhari. It doesn't matter how hard they come against the indigenous people of Biafra. Biafra has come to be. Biafra predates the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria will indeed disappear. Biafra predates the zoo called Nigeria and her people. Biafra will also outlive the zoo called Nigeria and her people. These people are confused. There is serious confusion in Aso Rock as we speak. There is trouble among them, and they are trying to save face. Their full statement, according to Cable News, at an emergency meeting convened by some disaffected members of the indigenous people of Biafra on Monday, August the 22nd, in Aba, Abia State. It was resolved that due to the rigid and fatalistic position of Nnamdi Kanu-led IPOB, several of us with like minds shall break away and form the rebranded Indigenous People of Biafra. This is a failure from outside. We are not going to read all this because it's not, we cannot give them publicity. Everybody wants to gain publicity and they want to gain it by all means. If they want their names to be heard, they will talk about Biafra or IPOB or Nnamdi Kanu. That is what is in vogue now, and we are determined not to give them that publicity. But we are also giving them a promise on this particular point that they are amateurs in subterfuge, in deception. They are amateur propagandists. Muhammad Buhari should be ashamed of himself and his aides for embarking on this nefarious act and ignoble conduct. They have failed. We urge Biafrans to remain resolute. We are not moving an inch. IPOB remains IPOB. There are no two IPOBs. And because of the high standard of operation, because of the high level of discipline, because of our never say die attitude, because of our impervious nature to bribery and corruption, these people are having nightmares. Muhammad Buhari and his people are having nightmares. They are trying all manner of ways to see whether they can penetrate IPOB, but they will not succeed. They are already failing. Muhammad Buhari has once again embarked on a despicable act that will further sink the image of the zoo to abyss. We are urging everyone to remain resolute and stand shoulder to shoulder with Alida Nnamdi Kanu. Alida Nnamdi Kanu rejected all manner of advances. He rejected them. He stood by the truth that he knows that we set him free and set Biafra people free. He stood up for justice. He stood up for this noble project that we are embarking on and which God Almighty has given to us, the Biafra Restoration Project. In the enemy camp, as we speak, Alida Nnamdi Kanu has not changed. Therefore, we cannot disappoint him because he has not disappointed us. Biafra has come to stay, and it's just a matter of time. All enemies of Biafra will fizzle away. We are formidable. We are the only people that have put the zoo called Nigeria where it belongs. Evidences are abound. We are the light, and we have nothing to do with darkness. And we intend to maintain that status quo. There is no going back on the plan that you have made to restore Biafra. Because we are not acting on our own. God Almighty himself is in charge. Because these people have not come in the name of God himself to Kuokike, they will all fail. We want to make it abundantly clear once again that Biafra is not for sale. This platform cannot be commercialized. You must be drunk to have come, to have been hallucinating that we, the rare breed of Biafrans, can be bought over. It can never happen. You will meet your Waterloo in the end. This platform cannot be commercialized. We have come to restore Biafra. We have come to make sure that the collective interests of our people are represented at all times. This platform is not for money bags. Politicians are not allowed here. We are a rare breed of Biafrans. And just like our leader Nnamdi Kanu, we always say, there are no group of people like us. After we have gone, there will never be anybody like us. That is just a very clear message to those who think that we will sell out, that we will trade Biafra for money. It can never happen. And you must be hallucinating to be thinking along that line. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. I cannot read other news headlines, but as we go on, I will be able to bring to the notice some other ones as the system is freezing here. Number to call is +447405-96416. +447405-96416. There is nothing good about the zoo called Nigeria as we speak. Everything is crumbling. Nigeria is on its knees. It is already a failed state. It is already a rogue state being controlled by rogue elements. Our people must be wary. Our people must be very vigilant because times are different. We must not rest on our laurels. We must not indeed retreat. We must not surrender until Biafra is restored.
Garden to Ephraim, 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 Garden to Ephra where for ya. I need a gadio. We feel how much in a gap, but don't dear. Nani Biafra. Kerimaka Habi.
This is still Radio Biafra presentation. We are, of course, very quickly going to read this news headline. Because the system was freezing, we are going to quickly read it. Very important. Nigeria is fatally becoming an Islamic country. Nigeria is fatally becoming an Islamic state, and this is according to Christian leaders. It's very important. They deplore arrest of dog owner for naming it Buhari, differ with Sultan over the country's secular status. The Nigerian Christian Elders Forum, an affiliate of the Christian Association of Nigeria, said on Wednesday that Nigeria is fatally sliding into an Islamic state under President Muhammad Buhari's government without being told. And of course, he should know. The so-called Nigeria is already an Islamic state. It is a member of Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Because the owners of the so-called Nigeria have said there are a lot of things, a lot of incontrovertible evidence abounding as regards this. Its position came in response to Syria killing of Christians in northern part of the country in recent times. Last week, Christian students were brutally killed and burnt in Talata, Marafa, Zamfara State, northwest Nigeria, over alleged blasphemy. The Nigerian Christian Elders Forum also cited the arrest of Mr. Joe Chinakwe for the naming of his dog Buhari in Ogun State as a clear case of discrimination by government against Christians in the country. According to the NCEF Chairman Chief Solomon Asemota, Senior Advocate of Nigeria, there is a bill now pending before the National Assembly titled NGO Regulatory Bill, intended to silence NGOs, including the Christian Association of Nigeria. It is not in dispute that Nigeria is an Islamic state, contrary to Section 10 of the Constitution. What is in dispute is whether Nigeria is ruled by mainstream Muslims or by Islamist jihadists. We plead with the Sultan to appreciate that Nigeria is safer and more peaceful when the government of the federation or of a state does not adopt any religion as state religion. The NCEF explained that the over dominance of the National Security Council by members of the Muslim faith, the expressed reservations whether Vice President Yemi Osinbajo plays any role in the council. It is as a result of the understanding or lack of it of civilized jihad that we are apprehensive of those in the security and intelligence community of the federal government by some unexplained reasons are mainly Muslims. President Muhammad Buhari, a Muslim, Chief of Defense Staff, Christian, Chief of Army Staff, Chief of Air Staff, Minister of Defense, Minister of Internal Affairs, Inspector General of Police, National Security Advisor, Director General of DSS, all are Muslims from the North. We are not too sure whether the Vice President is a member of this committee, following information that he was excluded from the meeting the President called when the Vice President summoned the same meeting in the absence of Mr. President, who was away in the UK. There was resistance and the meeting had to end abruptly, they stressed. As Somata maintained that going by the activities of the Fulani herdsmen, it is clear that jihad is being staged through the back door. The atrocities committed by Fulani herdsmen, such as number of persons killed, farmland and buildings destroyed with other properties during the same period, were not included. The conclusion which we Christians draw is that jihad is being committed against our country, Nigeria, against your country, Nigeria, anywhere, especially when The cohesive instrument of state is in the hands of three ethnic nationalities and one religion. This enlists fear in the minds of the populace, especially Christians. The group also differed with the Sultan of Sokoto, Saad Abubakar III, on the interpretation of the secular status of Nigeria. Nigeria is not a secular state anymore. Nigeria is an Islamic state. I don't know why we are still being politically correct at this particular point in time. Everything is there in the open. They are doing it with impunity. The Islamic Development Bank is being officially rolled out to finance major projects in the contraption corner. They are going to take up the role of mainstream banks very soon. And these are coming with conditions that are attached and exclusive to Sharia jurisdiction. And if you can't abide by the rules of the Islamic Development Bank, then you cannot trade, you cannot do anything. The NCF begs to disagree with His Eminence that Nigeria is a multi-religious state based on the fact that the constitution, which forms the basis upon which our founding fathers agreed to live together as a country, for avoidance of doubt, no founding father came together and agreed to live as Nigerians. And simple like that. Can you give us any document, any agreement that was reached by indigenous ethnic populations in the contraption called Nigeria to live together? Can you give us these people you are calling founding fathers? Can you provide any document where they signed, where they agreed to live together? The truth is that you cannot provide this document because it's not in existence. So we should be very careful about the way we talk about all these things. Nigeria is a rogue state. Nigeria is a failed state as we speak, controlled by rogue elements who are unscrupulous in all ramifications, in every perspective you may be looking at it. And there is nothing anybody can do about it other than that this fraudulent enterprise must collapse. We must go our separate ways. Otherwise, what we are going to see subsequently, I know this time, nobody will tell. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are moving forward. God Almighty is in charge. Number to call is +44 7405 96146 +44 7405 96146. Be back in a minute.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We bless your holy name for this morning. We thank you for grace to be in your presence. Lord, I'm asking for a fresh unction to be able to deliver your message to your church. I pray that your people will receive understanding. I pray that your name will be glorified. I hand over to you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Bosun Emmanuel. A little bit about myself and the ministry. I didn't tell Pastor, I didn't want to tell him that I was ordained in the Redeemed Christian Church of God as an assistant pastor, as a full pastor, and I was the national coordinator of Redeemed Christian Church of God in Germany for Abuja Declaration 1989. Let me start from here. If you have an iPad here and you have access to the internet right here, I will just invite you, please go online straight away and go to wikipedia.org, Wikipedia, and type into the search engine Abuja Declaration 1989. And this information will come up. Islam in Africa held a conference in Abuja in 1989. At the end of it, they issued a declaration, and it goes to eradicate in all its forms and ramifications all non-Muslim religions in member nations. Such religions shall include Christianity. Now please note that word. To eradicate in all its forms and ramifications. Now Nigeria is a member nation. All non-Muslim religions, such religions shall include Christianity. The word Christianity in the communique was underlined. To ensure only Muslims are elected to all political posts of member nations, to ensure the appointment of only Muslims into strategic national and international posts of member nations, to ensure the ultimate replacement of all Western forms of legal and judicial systems with the Sharia, then to make sure that this strategy works, because it's going to require money. Babangida, as the self-appointed president of Nigeria, put his hand into the treasury of Nigeria, took $21 billion out and gave it to OIC, to the Islamic Development Fund of OIC, and said, take this money for the total, I'm quoting, for the total Islamization of Nigeria in particular and Africa in general. Babangida paid $21 billion of our money to turn Nigeria into an Islamic nation. And they have started. Boko Haram, don't look at it as something that is isolated to the northeast. Mm-mm. It is meant to cover the entire nation until Christianity is eradicated in all its forms and ramifications. I will talk a little bit about APC. But for 2015, APC has hired the campaign manager of Barack Obama to come and strategize for them in Nigeria. Yeah? When the man got to Nigeria, he needed a local to interface. The person he employed is a pastor, to hand over power to a party that resembles, in all intent and purpose, the Islamic Brotherhood. Even Egypt rejected the Islamic Brotherhood. Okay, let me come back to this one. I raised this during the national conference at plenary, and the conference went on fire. Everything scattered immediately. And the Muslims got up. They tried to shut me down. I pointed out to Nigeria that we have a constitutional problem that is the core issue that we must resolve. And what is the problem of Nigeria? It is not corruption. It is not Boko Haram. It is not mediocrity. It is not lawlessness. Our problem is dual ideology within the Nigerian constitution. It must be resolved. If we don't resolve it, Nigeria is not going anywhere. There are two ideologies inside the Nigerian constitution. Let me show you something. Sharia is mentioned in your constitution 73 times. Islam, 28 times. Grand Qadi, 54 times. Muslim, 10 times in the Nigerian constitution 1999. There is no single mention of Christ in the Nigerian constitution. No single mention of Christian in the Nigerian constitution. No single mention of Christianity in the Nigerian constitution. No single mention of church in the Nigerian constitution. Now I ask you, sir, I ask you, ma, is your country an Islamic state, a Christian state, or a secular state? Which one is Nigeria?
That is food for thought for everyone. A lot of things are happening, and we are, of course, urging you to use your senses. Very important. We are in an extraordinary circumstance and situation, which requires extraordinary approach. And for us on this platform, there is no retreating, there is no surrendering. The zoo called Nigeria is an Islamic state. It is a member of Organization of Islamic Conference and now called Organization of Islamic Cooperation. They are financing their projects. They have indeed formed formidable allies around Arab nations. And they are set to implement what is left of it in the contraption called Nigeria. Our people must be resolute. Our people must understand that times are different. This is a live broadcast. Once again, we will begin to take calls. I am joined by Barrister Imam Mesu. At this particular point in time, we will be going to him to, of course, know what he has to say. Barrister, can you hear me?
Good evening, Uchemefo. Good evening.
Good evening from here. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, dear friends. Wherever you are, east, west, north, or south, we are on again today, as always. Today being Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2016. And the time is exactly 6 minutes to the hours of 9 p.m. We are broadcasting live from London, the same time in Biafra land. Biafrans, let me tell you and reassure you, of course, that the zoo is falling off from the cliff and they are trying to see if there's anything they can hold their hands on to fall down with them. Fellow Biafrans, please listen attentively. Buhari, the pedophile, the uncircumcised element, is trying to see if he can die with some Biafrans. But Chukwuadiama forbid. I remember last week a sister called that Barrister Imam Mesu challenged Chukwuadiama. I did not challenge Chukwuadiama. I'm just angry that Biafrans are dying and Chukwuadiama is not seeing what is happening. And if he's seeing it, he's not reacting. But my sister rebuffed me. I should go to Deuteronomy 32, whatever verse. I've read it. But sir, thank you for your vision. And of course, thank you for alerting me that Chukwuadiama has forgiven me. Tell me this. If your father is watching you and somebody is killing you, how would you feel? Or if somebody is beating you up and your big brother is there, what would you say? So, don't blame me, my sister. I think her name is Ngozi something. She called from Abba. I can't vividly remember. But she told me off for asking Chukwuadiama why should Chukwuadiama be watching the Afrans being killed. She gave her own reasons, fair enough. But Chukwuadiama is supposed not to be watching the Afrans being killed by those who serve demon, those who are wasting Biafran blood on a daily basis. They don't want Biafra to come. They don't want Biafra to go. But they are prepared to be killing us on a daily basis. Let me ask the pedophile before I say the reason why I call this evening. All these children you are killing, the pedophile Buhari, don't you know that women carry them for 9 good months in their stomach, in their womb? For 9 months, and you've been killing them. Women went through labor. Labor is not an easy stuff for a woman to go through. Painfully. And you're killing them as if they just came from somewhere, from a tree, or from air. Women suffered to produce all these people you are killing. Ask women who are barren what they are going through to have children. And the ones that came out, you are killing them as if they are plastics. As if they are nothing. Buhari, you came into power by force. No education, no certificate, no qualification. But you are the president of the zoo. People are laughing at you. Keep flying. Everywhere, fly. All this your flight. What have you succeeded in doing? What have you achieved flying from here to there? The pedophile, an uneducated, uncircumcised, dirty president, they laugh at you. The reason why I call tonight is to remind the Afrans that the Buhari, the pedophile, and the DSS and of course with some few Yorubas, are trying to deceive you that one Chima, listen to the name, Chima Philip Efiong Osuji, is now a leader of a faction, a breakaway from Biafra, from Biafra IPOP. That is not true, Biafrans. Be wise. The pedophile has tried all he could. He tried men, it did not work. He tried all sorts, it did not work. Now he's trying another style. IPOP, led by Director Nnamdi Kanu, Omar Buruburu, seconded by Uche Mefowo Kukua, who is the Deputy Director, Deputy Radio Biafra, can never be factionalized. We can never be divided. We are like a unit. We can never be divided. Let me repeat. IPOB, led by Director Nnamdi Kanu, Omar Buruburu Hamadike, seconded by Uche Mefowo, HOD by Omiomio Uche Asiebu, who lives in Spain, COC, Dr. Engineer, Chief Iruana, can never be divided because we have loads of followers. Those who are following us are too many. Biafrans, please, do not be deceived. In fact, before I came on air, a sister from Ode called me. Barrister, is it true that you have one Chima, Philip Efiong, who is now leading another faction of IPOP? I said, no, that is the pedophile and his propaganda machine supported by those who are against Biafrans. You are killing us on a daily basis. And you don't want us to go. What use are Biafrans for you, the pedophile, and his fake DSS? Uneducated, uncircumcised men who are fooling themselves in that zoo called Nigeria. You went to Olympic. You can't even support those who went to run for you and those who went to do activities for you. The zoo has fallen. Now they are trying to create an imaginary image that Biafrans are now divided. Please, do not listen to them. But it's a moment. I'm from Owerri. I'm not used to talking about who I am. But I'm telling you this evening, today, the 24th of August, Wednesday, that IPOB is an indivisible unit. Nobody can divide us. All their rumors, all their propaganda will go in vain. The pedophile, remember, is uneducated. Therefore, he cannot outwit educated people. Any single individual from Biafra land who is not educated can even teach the pedophile, Buhari, because Biafrans are from the East. Wise people, even if you did not study, your education came from when you are inside your womb, your mommy's womb. The pedophile knows nothing. He cannot even create something. Even if he does 419, he will not succeed. Why? Because he's not educated. He does not know how to fashion something and then let it work. He cannot work it. The pedophile is Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. They cannot manufacture ordinary toilet paper. I was watching a clip from a Biafran, a guy called Emeka, who manufactured a plant, a generator that uses only water. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram cannot even know how to manufacture toilet tissue. They are illiterate. We supposed not to be with them. That was the reason. The late Rock Lugard, the Israel rest in pieces, who put Biafrans together with illiterates. And that is why today we are still suffering. And when he put us together, the genocidist, the one, says it is not workable. Now it is workable because there is oil. The Avengers, Bozar, to all of you, Well done. We respect you. We love all of you for making the situation of the zoo the way it is today. We respect all of you. Carry on doing what you're doing. The zoo can never succeed without Biafrans. Now we are telling them we are going. They are using every ploy, every plot to see if they can divide us. We are indivisible. You can only deceive those who are fake. Biafrans are original. We stood from Tukwa-Adiama, and that is where we are going. That's our destination. You can never confuse us. You can never divide us. You can never come into us anymore. You have divided and ruled with the British. Time is gone. We are now, today, in internet age. Nobody can ever deceive the Africans anymore. We are all united from Ebante to Ogoja. All of us are one, and one indivisible unit. It's a shame that, of course, some fair weather Biafrans will hear this and listen to it, just like they said that the rest of the Awamuburu is now trying to negotiate with the pedophile. Please don't listen to all these rumors. It's not true. Uchebefor will tell you Wokukua if it's true, because we broadcast every day. We don't cease in broadcasting and telling all of you what is happening. So when you hear a rumor, call me, call Uchebefor, or look for me on Facebook. I'll give you the answers, just like I do give some of my fans that always get to me. Biafra will never be defended. Those who are saying that Biafra flag will be burnt on the 1st of October, it's all rubbish, it's rumor. There is nobody called Chief Philip Efiong Osuji. Nobody like that. Please, Biafrans, listen carefully. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is authentic and will always be verified from the Directorate of State to all the principal officers. We are here, we are movable. Let me ask again, why is it that the British are always supplying ammunition to be killing Biafrans? They are doing the same in Saudi Arabia, they are doing the same in Yemen. I understand that the only way British people can feed is by making ammunition. That is why they are afraid of Biafrans, because what they can do, we can do better. Biafrans, we are telling you, there is nothing like a splinter group or a tripod Biafra. Nothing like that. Whatever you read on Facebook is rubbish. I always tell my PA, don't listen at all. Recognize anything written on Facebook. It's all fake. Anything you hear from Biafrans is authentic. Listen to Radio Biafra at all times. If anything is going wrong, we will tell you. If it is right, we will tell you. Just like Uchebefor Okuku has been telling you, no more contributions from those in Biafra land. Anybody that tells you to bring penny, that person is fake. Report to Radio Biafra, call Uchebefor, and he'll put you on air. Do not listen to what the pedophile is saying. Biafrans, we are one. Nobody will defend us. Uchebefor, I think I've said enough. Good evening, and thank you, Biafrans. I stand by anytime, anything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Parish Star, and God bless you and family. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward. Government is in charge.
G34 Entertainment, utilizing black and white. Let the rising sun keep shining. Yeah, France. On is in my head. Where them they treat us. On is in my head. The things that they do us say. On is in my head. Where them they do us. On is in my head. You make me know. See, make I tell my people something. From the rising of the sun till the going down the sun. Like a lion, the way you done the be, I've been a soul you supposed to be. Yeah. Discrimination, the order of the day. Yeah. No constitution, so confusion. Nepotism, the seat, tribalism. We done the go, headed to the east. Go fight like.
hustle like a Biafra, and they shine like a Biafra.
We don't need go heading to our destination. Where God has made for us.
Kiboki Kabiama is
Biafra. From the rising of the sun till the going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Biafra.
From the rising of the sun till the going down the same.
Biafra.
We are the black Jewish nation heading to our destination.
Oyene Kukuya has given up his ghost. We are brothers, we love him the most. His spirit lives in us. We are like a horse, as for division is a must. The strength of the broomstick is on its butt. Enough of this cost, our freedom is the best. I came to say the truth, ended up in house arrest. People be careful, your impunity is harmful. Now I got the raffle, coming down to East to settle. Let's go to God, he will set us free. I went to all nations, I see how they live free. Why can't you wake up and say, please let us be? Oh my God, come and set us free. See us crying, crying. Our throats are drying, drying. For what we have enough. Why can't you put an end and say, please, this enough? For using money rough, even on it rough.
Biafra. From the rising of the sun till the going down the same.
Welcome back. This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. I am joined at this particular point in time by our sister, the financial controller for IPOB Worldwide, Mrs. Neniaya, all the way from Germany. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, my deputy.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for picking my call. Good evening, Biafrans. Friends of Biafra, and all our well wishers. I welcome you all today, the 24th of August 2016, a Wednesday, to our live broadcast. First of all, my name is Nenaya Anya. I'm from Ihechioma in Biafra land. Today, I'm going to give you the second update for our monthly dues for the month of August. After my last announcement on the 17th, some have paid up, but some are still have not paid. And this today is exactly 14 days after the deadline, which is normally the 10th. I first of all need to commend those who have been up to date, paying their monthly dues and other dues. And I commend those also that are very active in tweeting, and those that are also in evangelism and helping to move this struggle forward. I commend all of you. And Chukwu Gikabiama will continue to bless us all. Today, I'm going to start first of all from Africa. First of all, I'll call out the names of countries that have not paid as usual, and then I go on to the zones. I also want to remind every one of us that sometimes some people still forget, or it's just, I don't know the reason why, they will make payments, they will not state the name of the zone. And of course, the money will be there, but then I don't even know where to place it. And they, after my announcement, they will say they have paid. I say, but you did not state your zone. So how am I supposed to know that it's you that made the payment? We should try and take a little bit paint, you know, to make sure that everything is in order. When you pay, maybe you use some companies to pay. Maybe they will not take the name of your zone. As soon as you pay, send me payment, your payment slip, and write the name, so that as soon as the money comes, I compare and then know where to place it. Otherwise, it's not my fault. We all need to be a little bit, you know, take a little bit pain to do the right thing. Now, we go to Africa. Africa, Ghana have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Chukwu Kezie Julius. Senegal have not paid for August. The name of the national coordinator is Promise Ebo. Ivory Coast have not paid for August. The name of the national coordinator is Emeka Mbemerekwe. Now we go to Asia. China have not paid for August. The name of the national coordinator is Ethel Anyudo. Hong Kong, they have paid. They were owing July, August. Now they have paid for July, but August is still outstanding for Hong Kong. The name of the national coordinator is Ikechukwu Nicholas. Japan have not paid for August. The name of the national coordinator is Celestian Okeke. Now we go to Europe. Europe, Russia have not paid. The name of the national Russia is actually owing July, August. The name of the national coordinator is Agujebe Mbajito. Sweden have not paid for August. They've paid for July. The name of the national coordinator is Agunobi Obiora. Now we go to Middle East. Middle East, Kuwait have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Chinna Sanwo-Olu. Qatar have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Stanley Nzebechi. Turkey have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Ezenaya Okoli. Now we go to United States of America. There they have time zone. We have Central Time Zone, Eastern Time Zone, Mountain Time Zone, and Pacific Time Zone. But the three zones now, Central Time Zone, they have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Kenechukwu Ekufo. Eastern Time Zone, they have a new national coordinator, so there's nobody I can call now until I get it. Pacific Time Zone have not paid. The name of the national coordinator is Godwin Ajayi. So all these zones, the central, the eastern, the mountain, and the Pacific, they have not paid. But there is a zone that paid in Eastern Time Zone. That's for America. Now, we go to the zones that have not paid. These are countries that have not paid. Now, we go to the zones. Benin Republic, Calvary have not paid. Basile have not paid. Eze Ifanye. Calvary is Abanodikeze Chuks. Porto Nova have not paid. Joseph Nwaigwe Amata. Pobe have not paid. Ikenna Asogwo. Taginta have not paid. Ugu Chijoke Innocent. Now we go to Gabon. Gabon Libreville have not paid. The zone Libreville. The name of the coordinator is Chima Alex Amadi. Lamarena have not paid. Still in Gabon. The name of the zonal coordinator is Oguo Oke. Now we go to Germany. Halle have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Chinedu Chukwuemeka. Frankfurt and Rosenheim have promised to pay. Now we go to Italy. Ancona have not paid. Ferrari have not paid. Udine have not paid. Well, Ancona is Sam Chibuikem. Ferrari is Nicholas Mama. Udine is Celestine Obodo. Vicenza have not paid. Napoli have not paid. Roma have not paid. Modena have not paid. Letia have not paid. This, I cannot call the names of the zone's coordinator because I don't have no names. Now, India. West Delhi, India have not paid Ibe Elochukwu Peter. They have not paid for August. South Delhi, India have not paid Robert Otuejieme. Guan Zone have not paid for August Ikechukwu Osuji. Greater Zone is a new zone. They have not paid for August. Now we go to Mozambique. Mozambique, Maputo have not paid. Edwin Chibuzuogo. Now we go to Holland. Rotterdam have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Onyedi Nwokolo. Now we go to Spain. Madrid have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Chinedu Duru. Victoria have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Anthony Anorugo. Palma have not paid for August. There's no coordinator there. They paid for June, July, but August is still outstanding. Now we go to South Africa. Cape Town have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Innocent Alai. Eastern Zone have not paid. The name of the coordinator is Chukwu from Nanya Isikwes. Now, Switzerland. Switzerland, Geneva have not paid. The name of the zonal coordinator is Williams Akubwe. And Louisiana have not paid. These are the names of countries and zones that have not paid. Also, I want to remind every one of us about our legal levy, the development funds, and the freedom and cultural levy. These are very, very important. I also want to commend students because some of them are paying, and even those that are in asylum, they are paying. I commend them so much because they know the importance of this, our restoration agenda. So please, dear friends, we have to remain focused. As I said during my last announcement on the 17th, I said they will come in different forms. We've defeated them. Now they are coming with different names, giving us sort of names just to confuse us. They are not going to succeed because we are one. I commend everybody. We should remain focused and continue to tweet. Let's make it a habit, tweeting every day. If you cannot tweet, at least retweet what others are doing. Make it, you know, let it be a task for you that you try to tweet every day, because our tweeting is going a very long way to create awareness, you know, the whole world. Thank you very much for listening to me. Mazi Uchemefo, I thank you very much. Mechukwu Okikabiama, bless you and bless all Biafrans while we continue to work hard for the restoration of Biafra. Ndewon. Thank you.
In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho Temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. In Africa, maybe my people don't know me well. Across the world, confused a lot, I'm an Israelite. Zion Lion's base, Canaan is my land. Jericho Temple, that's how Rome has got to fall. Babylon, Wager, Benjamin.
Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire, burn the wicked, burn the wicked.
Babylon fall.
The Hector, we had a God's kingdom. They brought us together, they came to block Jaja's throne. I love Niger, but my kingdom is Jaja's fighter. Civil war without the lions, they are rebel. Still listen to the White House Riders revolution. Babylon must fall, Babylon must bend. And when the gunners die, they fall like a bench. Babylon fall, Babylon die. Just like a boom, and Babylon's
crash. Babylon fall, Babylon fall. If I'm
fire, burn the wicked, burn the wicked.
Babylon fall.
The final level, taking people to 666. Snap your face, fingerprint, worshiping the beast. Babylon plan to take my people to the Middle East.
And then, altars gonna burn, mountains gonna move. Gonna shake, quake is gonna make, tsunami is gonna flow, hurricane is gonna boom, wonders must to flee, Virgin Mary breaks, Babylon fall, massacre on my land, this land is smelling mess, that's why God to
Babylon fall, Babylon fall, if I'm
fire burn the wicked,
burn
the wicked,
Babylon fall,
Emperor. Claim to be on Peter's throne. Long time ago, Senero killed my prophet. Break it in Vatican, Senero's accomplishment. Your throne before Jesus, how could you be apostle? Babylon fall, Babylon must quench. When they gonna fall, people gonna laugh. Babylon must fall, Pope must to melt. Apostles gonna come, and pride must to less. I will disappear then.
Babylon fall.
This is Radio Biafra presentation. The caller on Skype can hear me. Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
This song is dedicated to all the IPOBs all over the world. Rest in peace.
to His Excellency Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu. I salute you, our able director, Nnamdi Kanu.
It is to boil the beat.
This is, can you hear me? The caller on the phone. I don't know what this line is doing this evening to us. Can you hear me?
Sir, you're talking to me?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Mazi Udo.
Right. Where are you calling from, please?
Are you talking to me, sir?
I'm talking to you. Go ahead, please.
This is Mazi Udo. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Right, thank you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I thank everybody. I want to greet everybody this afternoon from all over the world. I'm Mazi Udo, calling from Houston. I want to say, no matter what they do, they cannot break our spirit. We are made of. Biafra is ours, and we are going for Biafra. So they can plan any childish thing they want to plan. It's not going to change our mind. You know, I mean, John Kerry went to Nigeria and went from Abuja to Sokoto. That sends us a message that they don't care about us. All they want is our oil and our resources. They don't care about the Biafrans. And all he's talking about is human rights abuse in the northern part of Nigeria. He didn't say anything about the human rights abuse in the eastern and southern part of Nigeria, precisely Biafra land. So he sends us a message that we have to go for what we own. It's ours. Biafra belongs to us. So no matter what they do, it's not going to break us. It's not going to change our mind. We are moving forward with Biafra to get our freedom. And God is going to give it to us. God is going to give it to us. So everybody needs to be strong. My director, I really appreciate our sister that spoke, I think it was like a week ago, from Port Harcourt area. I mean, what she said was very, 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 very inspiring. And I love her and I commend her for that message. And I want to say thank everybody and God bless everybody. Our director, God is going to keep him safe and sound until he comes out from that prison. Nothing will happen to our director. And when it happens, if anything happens, they will know that Biafra is beyond everybody. But God bless Biafra and God bless all of us. Thank you, Deputy Director, for the good work you're doing for the people of Biafra. We appreciate you, and I want to say thank you and God bless you. Mazi Udo signing off from Houston, Texas. Bye.
Thank you very much, my brother. God bless you and family. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Well, good evening, sir.
Good evening from here and welcome to the program.
Yeah, Mr. Kelechi Oshuku, calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, sir, I want to thank you for the work you are doing for the IPOB. May Chukwu Kikabiama bless you. I want to send a strong message to Buhari and his DSS, Modros DSS. Whatever they are trying to do to divide IPOB here in Aba or anywhere, it will not work. We the IPOB members here in Aba, we are very formidable. Nobody is going to divide us, whether they like it or not. They are just playing. They are afraid that Biafra is coming. They have seen that Biafra is coming. So whatever they are doing, that one is their own business. We don't care. They are useless. They are fools, illiterate people that did not go to school. Who are they to come and divide IPOB? Who are they? We want to see them. Let them come out and show their self to us that they want to the branding, the brand, indigenous people of Biafra. Who are they? Useless idiots. They thunder fire all of them. Deputy Director, my credit is about to finish. I will call you next time.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Caller on the Skype line, can you hear me?
Which of my phone?
Good evening from here.
Good morning, sir.
Let's go ahead, please. Welcome to the program.
But it's a member to call you Mokukua. Honestly speaking, you are Mokukua. You are doing the good job and the greater job for the people of IPOB. My name remain Adema Abua from Delta State, Abo, Biafra land. I want to make I want to make a contribution. I read some news today. When the government of Philippines speak their mind that United Nations become is something else. When I read the news today that United Nations is a United Nations talk about indigenous people, but indigenous people of Biafra have been massacred, have been killed. When I read the news, honestly speaking, I was kind of being astonished and being surprised today. Uchemofo, I just want to tell you, man, Chukwu Kikabiama will bless you, will bless our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, the greatest man, the man that know that I saw tomorrow. There was a novel, I can't remember the name of the novel, A Man That Saw Tomorrow. Nnamdi Kanu, the great leader, he saw tomorrow and he's speaking out. His people know. The people understand what's going on. You know, today I was very happy for our people, despite what's happening in the zoo called Nigeria. John Kerry came to Nigeria. He speak and I read the news about John Kerry. Which of my four? Let me drop. Let my people, my brothers, air their views.
Thank you.
Because
thank you very much, my brother.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy what is going on. I'm not happy with Chomofo. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There will all be victims of their own plot in the end. There is never a time when anybody from Biafra land is visited by any foreign mission or any foreign envoy. In the contraption called Nigeria, it is always Yoruba land or Hausa land, and it shows you where their allegiance lies. And for us, we cannot relent, we cannot retreat until Biafra is restored. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me?
Chumafa, can hear you clear. Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening from here, and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Chumafa, I'm calling you from Abuja land. I want to tell the world what is happening in Abuja land. My name is... Hello, sir.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Hello. Please.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is A1. I'm calling from Abuja right now. What the Zoo Army and the Zoo Police are doing to my people in Abuja. We are no more longer living in Abuja village. We are living inside the bush and forest. Just for we to secure our life. These who have taken over our village. They have taken over our village with some youths who call themselves ex-militants. I don't know. They are working with the Zoo Army and the Zoo Police, killing innocent people. If you don't want to join them, they kill you. If you are selling anything in the... it's like hogging or have anything like shop, they will come to your shop, they will collect things from your shop. If it is rice, if it is curry, anything that's all that you are selling, they will close up the shop. If you want to say anything, they will kill you. Nobody is living in Abuja now, as I'm telling to you now, in M1 local government, from all the way from Owerri-Owerri to Emenegboko, to Egonoran, to Emesu, to Obran, to Okobo. These villages that I mentioned, people are not living in this village any longer. Court boys and army have taken over. So I said, let me alert the world so that they will know what we are passing through
My brother, which particular communities, have they come and who are these people? Are they men? Are they the members of men or a different
these
people?
They mixed up with army.
Yes.
I don't know whether if they are men, but they are court boys mixed up with some army.
Right.
So they raid the village, kill people. If you don't want to join them, they kill you.
So
if
the
don't want to
so
do whatever they are doing, they kill you. They chase out from the village that you should not come back to the village. Our youth are no more longer in the village. Our women are sleeping in the bush, camping in the bush. All this why? Since 2013 to date, Abuja is just like, I don't know what to say. We are scattered all over the place, looking for one place to where we can put our head. We are tired of this kind of life. I said, let me alert you what is going in Abuja Odua right now. From Owerri-Owerri village, Emenegboko village, Okobo village, Egonoran village, Emesu village, these villages that I'm calling this evening, that I'm mentioning this evening, they are all in the same lane, one road that channel all of them. This will have useless us to the call that we cannot say anything. We cannot travel to our village any longer.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
the world is listening. We are taking notes. And this is not something that we did not know about before. Mohammed,
I don't know what APC is. I don't know the kind of job that APC have come in with. Since they started this APC of 18, this is how they have been, you know, killing people from my village, burning houses here and there. If you are a youth that is about to stand, they will come and burn your house. They will ask you, which court are you? Are you Dewell or Deban? If you do not agree to join any of them, they will kill you, chase you away from the village. That they are the one that own the village.
They will ask you which court you belong, right?
Yes, which court? Yes. If you belong to any of their court, if you are not their member, they will kill you. If you did not belong to any of the court, they will chase you away from the village and ask you not to come back.
And they are being supported by the Nigerian Army.
Army and police, APC, these are the people who are supporting this thing. They are the people who are giving these boys guns and bullets. Some of them, they even buy bike for them to be using and be parading.
This is, course, the nefarious act of these people are being facilitated by Rotimi
Amaechi. All the way from Abuja to Ahoda, from Ahoda to Omoku. There is no peace. This region, this lane, as Orash
when
all of
when them. Did this start? When did this start?
I think it started 2013 somehow, but it gets worse this time, this APC time. that they chase everybody from the village. We cannot travel to our village any longer. If you go there, they will just kill you.
But APC, Jonathan was still in government at the time. I mean, then, do you mean 2015? Okay, during amnesty time.
It was amnesty time. Yes, during amnesty time, they give them amnesty. Buy some of them bike so that they will not be killing people. But this time around, that they stop this amnesty of 18. These boys have used these guns to be destroying the village, including some army who joined them also, killing. I don't know whether if it is fake army or if it is real army. I don't know. But they put on army uniforms, parading the whole town. Don't have light, we don't have road, no hospital, nothing. We are camping in the bush.
Thank you very much, my brother. And the world is taking notice, Biafrans are taking note of what is happening. And this is
Abuja also is in River State,
of course.
The only place where we can have the only place where we can come out and see light, maybe if you find your way to the city in Iguacha, that is when you will say, okay, yes, I can breathe fine now. But when you travel all the way from Iguacha down to Ndiama, going all the way from Bayasa, all the side, is no go area. They have taken all over that zone, those areas. They have taken all over those places with army and police and those court boys.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that, my brother. And we are taking note. But it is also left for our people to stand up against this kind of abominable acts being committed in our land. We have been saying this for quite some time now. Some people were dismissing it. We are now facing...
They selected these boys and they paid them. They paid them for this act. In my village, you cannot communicate now with somebody. They destroy all the service. A Tisala that is there, there is no more working. Glow that is there is no more working. Airtel that is there is not working. They destroy all the service. Disconnect the lights. That nothing will be functioning there.
Thank you very much. It's very pathetic, and
All right. We
are taking very... We're taking it very seriously. Thank you very much for that. This is the continuation of Muhammad Buhari's onslaught against...
Exactly. They want to Islamize us by all means.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
All right. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward, as you can see and as you can hear. Our brother is reporting from Abuja, in Iguacha, and he is making it clear that the entire community have been taken over or has been taken over by cults and cult members and some Nigerian armies who are supporting them. And if you don't belong to their group, they will kill you. That's what has been going on for quite some time. And under APC, under Muhammad Buhari, they have intensified their actions, their nefarious acts with ferocious veracity. And we are urging everyone to remain resolute and report every activities going on in your locality. Condemn every heinous crime being committed against our people in your community and report them, because if we fold our hands, this monster will overrun us. Thank you very much. Can you hear me, our sister? I'm joined by our sister all the way from Romania. Our sister in Kyiv, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Thank you very much. I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, Uchemofo.
Good evening from here.
Thank you. Good evening, Biafrans, friends, and lovers of freedom. My name remains Nkiru Kanistoran. We thank God for another edition of Radio Biafran today, and may his name alone be exalted.
Yes.
As you people can see, our brother just called now from Huda, for what is happening in all the communities there. We know that the pedophile, the terrorist, the child rapist, Muhammadu Buhari, is a member of terrorists, and you know how to create one. You're only there to give guns so that they can kill innocent people. But I want to advise our people in that village, try to capture their video. Try to take their picture. Send it across. Let the whole world see. Hide so that they cannot see you. So that they will see what Muhammadu Buhari APC government is doing to Biafran. Don't be afraid. Hide somewhere. Video them, because Amechi is the head of this, what is happening. But I wonder why our boys keep quiet. Very easy to eliminate Amechi so that others will be afraid. But I'm surprised our boys still keep quiet. Try to video them, capture their picture, send it across, and the whole world will see it. Because we know that they came not to build but to destroy. But I thank God that there is communication all over the world, that the world can see their wickedness against the people of Biafra. And I want to help our people that have spoke before to debunk and destruct and destroy the people called, they said, the rebranded indigenous people of Biafra. But I like the name one of our sister gave them, I think, the rejected, ignored people of Biafra. But we know that these people don't exist at all. They are not in existence at all. Muhammadu Buhari is desperate. He is desperate. Don't everything you hear what is coming from corner and all parts know is fake. But I like some Biafrans, they will send, some of them will send me to confirm the news. And I know because it's fake, I will debunk it. So Biafrans, they will come with more, let me tell you. They will come with more. You remember, they came with Avengers, that they have, that Avengers have split. The group that Muhammad Buhari planned, because you know a terrorist know how to create one. They failed in that one. They now went back and go to organize some people, call them MEND, because MEND is no longer an existence at all. They failed. They came with another evil plan that our director denounced Biafran for his freedom. They failed. God. And they find out they are still working. Now they say that there is a new Biafran, IPOB. And they gave one name like Chima Philip Efiong Osuji. You see the name? They are desperate. One or two people cannot be Biafran. And IPOB under Nnamdi Kanu is very much intact. We are not divided. And you can see that barrister spoke tonight. Our head of directorate of state, they are intact. Our national coordinators, they are intact. Our coordinators are intact. So who is this Chima Philip Efiong Osuji? Where did you belong? Before you say that you separate from person, you will have a proof of it. Where did you register with IPOB that you separate? Did you see how Muhammad Buhari is continue disgracing himself all around the world? The world are really beginning to see the real truth, what is happening. There is no longer, they are not arguing about propaganda again, but they know that, yeah, this is truth. This man is really confused. But Buhari, shame on to you. You will be disgraced more. We are waiting for another chapter. If this one, maybe 2 or 3 days you get tired, we wait for another chapter. Continue using the money they gave you to be bribing people. Humanitarian aid, they gave you money to give your people food. They are dying of kwashoka hunger. You use it to be bribing people. Shame on you, Buhari. IPOB are intact. We don't have anybody called, rejected, ignored people of Biafran. That is their name because they are not rebranded. We don't know them and we will never know them. So they are fake. So Biafran be resolute. Anytime you hear this news, take it as yes, they have come. You can hear, if something come up, you hear in Radio Biafra, you hear in our news. So know that the zoo are doing everything they can do, but they have failed because nobody can stop Biafra. Biafra needs a spirit, nobody. And the time has come. And I want to comment on Khan. Khan, I'm really disappointed on you people. John Kerry came to Nigeria to speak garbage in Kaduna, saying they are religious tolerant. And you people keep quiet. Instead of to release statements against John Kerry of United States of America, you people kept quiet. Which religious tolerance? The day he came, or before the day he came, they burnt 8 Christian Biafran alive. And this man got all the message and came with his propaganda to say that they are religious tolerant. And instead of you people to rise up to debunk the foolish garbage he came to speak against this man, all of you keep quiet. Are you afraid? Why are you saying that God sent you, that you are working for God? Khan, I am talking to you people. Don't you see that it's clear that it's Islamization agenda? Don't you see the security forces as Buhari arranged them? Don't you see that none of Fulani henchmen have been arrested? Don't you see how they arrest an innocent Christian Biafran because his name is Dog Buhari? Why are you people keeping silent? Why can't you people release a statement against John Kerry visit for his utterance, that garbage you just spoke? Don't you know that if you keep quiet, the world will think that what he speak is true? But what he speak, is it true? How many people have Muslim born alive or beheaded? And you people keep quiet. Just talking. After you finish talking, you go and sleep. You better release a statement against this man that speak this garbage. He came to talk in Sokoto with their evil plan, but God is going to disappoint all of them. The earlier all of us stand up, the better for everybody. This man did not come to build. He came to Islamize. And it's for those who is not afraid of them, he will be afraid of. But for you people that is afraid of him, he will make sure he bring you people down. And there's a news I saw. Alibaba named his dogs names. And he names his dogs. He named Obasanjo. He named Babangida. He named Abacha. He even named some foreign leaders. But nobody arrests him. Why are they holding this innocent man? Because he named his dog Buhari. And a lawyer have come out to debunk it, that no criminal implication in naming dog after a person. A lawyer debunk it. He said, in the coming second national vice president of the Nigeria Bar Association, Mr. Monday Ubani, yesterday said that no offense is committed by someone naming his dog after somebody else. Why are they holding this man to pay 50,000 naira? Why? Why haven't you people arrested those that burnt Christian Biafran alive? Why? Anyway, it's good all what is happening. But God knows why it's happening now. That's why we thank Nnamdi Kanu. Thank Radio Biafran. For this day, if not, all of you now would have been saying Alakuba. If you don't say it, they will behead you. Because their chairman is Buhari, is the president. Please rise up, Khan. Condemn this man that came and speak this garbage in Sokoto. Condemn that speech he made there. Condemn it to save your own self. I want to thank all Biafran in Biafran land. Remain resolute. We are intact. IPOB under Nnamdi Kanu are intact, and Buhari does not have any other option than to let us go. Free our leader, Muhammad Buhari, free our leader, or face your woes. Look at our land. it is well. I don't know what to say, but God is in charge. Thank you, Chuma, for me. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. God bless you and family. And family of IPOB, where you are. This is Radio Biafra Live Presentation. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Call on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. They are not talking.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening,
good evening and welcome to the program.
My name is Jude Chukwu Akiaba. I'm calling directly from Abadia State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the garbage, the news that said that IPOB has splitted in Biafran land or Aba. So I want to say that news is a garbage. And the IPOB is intact in Aba, in as much as we are concerned, because Biafra is our life, Biafra is our blood, and the Biafra is our hope. And I want to tell those people that are answering, say, Philip Elfion, Joku, or so whatever, that there is no avenue for such a thing in Aba. And it cannot happen, and it can never happen. So I want to thank all the principals, officers working for the restoration of Biafra. And I want to tell all Biafran that we are not going to disappoint them. We are Biafrans, and we are Biafrans, and we must be Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you, too. And this is a live broadcast. Can you hear me? Caller on Skype. Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Mazi Uchemafo.
Good evening from here and welcome to the program.
My name is Mazi Orefuna Chukwujindo Nnazo.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on. That's the what we can get from that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Keep my call.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, good evening from here and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
This hello business is not good for us. Can you hear me? That's it. The next caller on Skype, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, he's not talking. We go back to the phone line. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Hello.
Good evening from here and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, sir.
I can hear you. Good evening from here. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy to get you out to my call.
Yes, you have your radio on. Please, can you turn it off or move away from it?
Okay, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening from here. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Port Harcourt, sir.
Right, thank you very much. And
God bless you, sir. Happy to meet you for 3 years now. Find the line.
You are blessed. Go ahead.
My name is Anthony. Yes, my name is Anthony. Calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to explain what I've seen in my eyes here in Nigeria. And there you are playing with us. I don't know what actually happened. You know, like yesterday, I was in a KK going to my place, picking my party to come with my car. Then what's happened? The policeman stopped me on the way and said, I should park. I said, what's happened? He said, the keke man should park. I said, what is the problem? He had the keke man demanding 20 naira from the keke man. I said, my friend, free me. Let me get out from this place. This man have to handcuff me. Took me, handcuff me together with the truck, with their van. So he's taking me to the station. I said, what is the problem? Before I continue to drive away, so I should move down with them. The ram pushed me down to the place, took me down to their station. can get, said they are going to collect 20 times from me. I said, what's happened? Say it's a lie. Say it's freedom of speech. Say no problem. It's to worry your mind.
Right. Thank you very much. I think that line is off now. And the caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear
me now? Yes, I can. I can hear you, my director.
Good evening, and welcome to the program.
This is Mazi Chukwujendu Orefuna Nnazo, calling from Mozambique here, Chimoyo, to be precise.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
In Biafra land. My director, thank you so much for the great job you are doing for our great people of Biafra. I thank all the directors and all the members of IPOB family, my sister who is a conjugal well of our time. I thank all the Biafrans for the prayers that are being said on behalf of our director, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu, who is in an enemy's camp now, but we thank God all these things is happening for a reason. I tell our people over here that this fight for Biafra is a fight for to finish. There shall not be left over whatsoever for generations to come. This fight for Biafra restoration shall end in this our generation. Thank God so far we have having a Biafra IPOB family meeting here in Mozambique, Chimoyo province to be precise. And by the power of Chukwugika Biama, the number are increasing on daily basis. We do have our meeting every first Sunday of the month. We just started 2 months ago, but officially we started this month. And by grace of God, next month we're going to have our meeting. And a lot of people are complying. This is not a time for evangelization. I do tell them that this is time for you to decide whom you will serve. Just like Joshua told the people of Israelites, today Israel, whom you will serve. For me and my family, we shall serve the living God. I do tell them this is not time for us to evangelize, telling people about Biafra. Because no man, no woman that is from eastern part of that zoo that do not know about Biafra. Here I have friends from Zambia, have friends from Zimbabwe, I have people from Malawi. Whenever I say about Biafra, they do tell me, my brother, do you still mean that you people are still fighting for this cause? Is this thing going to be realistic? I tell them, freedom is taken, is not given. This is how we're going to continue this fight until Biafra comes. And I believe strongly that this Biafra shall come in this our generation. Because there's no way our great fathers, forefathers has fought for Biafra and we're continuing in this generation. Therefore, there shall not be left over for upcoming one for them to continue where we stop. We're going to finish it here and now. So even though we do not enjoy the fruit of our labors, they will have a safer place to be. I don't want to talk about John Kerry's and whatnot. And I want to remind our people, just as you do say, that any information that do not come from Radio Biafra London, direct from you or all other authorities, that people should not regard that. This idea of bringing true alcohol or whatever they call it, I tell people that whatever they see on social medias, that they should not even regard that. This is a kind of as if we don't know what they are doing. If you stand for Biafra, you stand for Biafra. You know where the information are coming. You get the accurate information from Radio Biafra London. So whatever they call up on social media and Nigeria garbage news media and saying whatever about the IPOB being divided and people are panicking. Though, anyway, I don't blame them. That is their choices. But I myself, I know where I belong. Just I do say, even if all deny Biafra, I myself, I cannot deny Biafra. It's not all about saying it. I know how I feel about the zoo called Nigeria. There's a lot of pains in my heart against that contraption. Just like one guy happened in Rio de Janeiro, that a guy from the zoo knocked down his opponent in the boxing. And he told the guy that, brother, you came at the wrong time because I focus all the angers I have for Nigeria on one punch. And it's unfortunately that you are the person that presented yourself as a kind of image to Nigeria. Brother, I have no apologies. Thank you, my brother, Uchemefo, and thank you, all members of Biafra all over the world. Keep thank on you. The good work you are doing. Just like you used to tell us, keep on keeping on.
Thank you very brother, much. Thank you.
Over here, please. Can I hand over to my brother over here, please?
Right, go ahead, please.
Hello, good evening, our deputy director.
Good evening from here and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name's Mother Brochukwu Christian Ekwozo. I heard from Nando in Anambra East local government in Biafra land, and I'm calling here from Mozambique.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Bless you. I want to commend you for the good work you are doing. And I want to thank all IPOB family, all the Biafran family all over the world, the friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom all over the world. Wherever you are, I pray that Almighty Chukwu Okike Abiama will continue to strengthen you all in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, we pray.
You say amen.
And I also want to talk to our people, as many that are still residing here in Mozambique. If you are living in Manica province, I always post our information. Whenever we are having meeting, I do send a text message, and I also update in our Biafra in Mozambique. If you are living in Manica province, we are having our meeting here every first Sunday of the month. So kindly identify yourself by calling the phone number we place on our board, on our wall. I pray that God will continue to strengthen us. We shall never retreat, neither surrender. We are for Biafra and Biafra alone. We pray that Almighty God will keep us all alive to see Biafra. And I also pray for our director who is in the enemy camp. Pray that nothing will ever happen to him. He will live to witness that which he is fighting for. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua, I pray.
He say, amen.
Keep on keeping on, as you always say, our deputy director. God bless you and good night.
Thank you very much. God bless you too and bless your family. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear me? No, the caller on the phone, I should say. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Now let's go back to the Skype line. There are a number of issues we are experiencing here with the call lines. We will try to rectify it. This is your platform and God Almighty is in charge.
It has been a long time that started fooling us. Igara, Ibibio, Ijo, Ijekri, Idoma, Idoma, Iso. Think of it. All these names started with I. Can't you think of it? Biafra is not for Igbo alone. What I know is that whether they like it or not, we are heading. Biafra is real by the Chukwu Okike Abiama. We've been living in bondage. Papa God, give us the courage.
Papa wanne kanye wolo wany Wani bata na libo, tepe ni negasa
I thank the Lord for giving us the freedom fighter
Namdi is over,
everything is alright
I got a good news, yes of course we taking over I cannot lie, we got this love This I need to, we go live together Anything we do, we go do them together No matter what they do, be here from no go ever fall We go the fighter, We no go beat them, You go kick your damn day so, oh, I say, you go the fighter, We no go beat them, You go kick your damn day so, oh, I say, Ebelebe, oh, we go, Ebelebe, oh, Ebelebe, oh, we go, Ebelebe, oh, Boy, di ke, boy, di ke.
Nothing will stop Biafra. Biafra on deck. We are heading, we are moving. Nothing will stop us. Egypt, 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 Egypt. And then, oh, get it.
Heaven, heaven, woe, me, bro. Heaven, heaven, woe. Heaven, heaven, woe, me, bro. Heaven, heaven, woe. Boy, dike, boy, dike.
of Biafra, IBOB. Rising sun. Don't be tired, oh, don't be tired, oh, keep agitating. Oh, Biafra, the land of rising sun. Indigenous people of Biafra. We must be free. Anywhere you are, anywhere you go, keep agitating. I be O.
Kano. Onwa buruburu. Ohamadike ndi Biafra. Director. Radio Biafra. And Biafra TV. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra. IPOB. Standing behind you. Go, for there is no shaking. Mazi Uche before. Deputy Director, Radio Biafra. Carry on. Engineer Doctor. Chukwemeka Iranya. Coordinator of all coordinators. Move on, my brother. Mazi Onyonyo. The head of directorate, IPOB. Barrister Imam Mezu. Mechukwa Biama. Be your backbone. Move on, for there is no shaking. Biafra, 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 Biafra. Anywhere you are, keep moving. Keep moving. I say, for there is no shaking. Go, 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 go. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. Biafra, oh.
Biafra.
Oh, Biafra, oh.
Biafra.
Biafra.
Biafra, 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 Biaf
Holy, 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 holy
This is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone can you hear me.
Hold on
for me, please.
You see, Uche Mefa.
Yes,
I'm very happy this very night to hear your voice. And all I have to say is to say that our Lord, who is above everything, is alive by giving us Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, our director and commander. I'm very happy and I will never forget a day like this. All I have to say is that Biafra have come to stay and there is nothing that will withdraw it. So I would like to say that this very night, that whether Biafra Buhari and his co-agents like it or not, that Biafra have come to stay and that there is nothing that is going to separate us from that. And I would like also to say thank you very much, you see, our deputy director, Uchimifo, for everything that you have been doing, all your time, all your energy. I pray that Chukwu Okikadama will bless your family, that Chukwu Okikadama will grant you favor in all that you will be doing in your life, that Chukwu Okikadama will bless our director, Mazis Kano, that Chukwu Okikadama who protect all Biafrans, all IPOB members all over the world. I am here to mention names, Dr. Chukwemeka Clifford Iranya. I'm very happy for you guys over there, and I will never stop praying for you all. I pray that Chukwemeka will protect all of you one by one, all your family members. No evil will approach you in the mighty name of Yahweh Yeshua, I pray.
Ise, thank you very much. God bless.
My deputy, Uche Mefo. Once again, my name is Mr. Cyril Chikwendu Agbedo. I'm calling from Benin Republic, precisely Cotonou. We are very happy and we are working very hard to see that we do what you people want us to do. Even where I am now, we are in IPOB family meeting here. My coordinator is here, and we are planning very well to support whatever that will be needed from us here in Benin Republic. So all I have to say is that may Chukwu Okikadama protect our director. No evil plan, no devilish plan. Buhari and his co-agent will never survive. They will never succeed in their plan. Today I hear that they have planned, they have gathered I even forget the name, but I know that whatever they are planning, all will never, ever in any way arise against IPOB. IPOB is indivisible. We are one and we are one people, and forever we will remain one. God, this time I pray that you, Uche Mefo, God will pardon you. God will bless your family. God will bless your family, because since our director, since he is in that very dungeon, you have been doing a marvelous and wonderful work for us. And I pray that God will reward you in abundantly in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Ucheme family. God bless you. Bless your family and bless all IPOB worldwide. And I will never forget to say that our brother at Niger Delta, that they are making us proud. Because without them, I don't think if these people will be hearing our language. Because the language they hear is action language. And I like it. We have protest. We have done everything. So I'm very happy and I thank God for everything he have done for us. And all I have to say is thank you, Ucheme, for.
Thank you, and may God protect
our director, Nnamdi Kanu, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Ucheme, for.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless. We are moving close to ending this program. We have overrun, but we will take this call. Caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I'm Sunday Obinono calling from Omok.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm the coordinator of Oba Ibeman Dode. I want to thank you for all your good job doing, people of Biafra. I want to thank our director, Nnamdi Kanu, for his good work in Befaland. And I want to say something about Idiot Ameji, because he think that nobody knows where he is, where his asset is in Befaland. And for me, I'm presenting myself that anywhere he is in Befaland, he opens his business, I know this very well. Let me stop my speech there. With time, we know him very well. Good night, Uche Mefo.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. This is, once again, your platform. We are inching closer to ending this program. The caller on Skype can hear me. Caller on Skype. The caller on Skype can hear me. No, they are not listening. Can you hear me? They call on Skype?
Yes, I can hear you, my deputy director. Good evening to you, please.
Good evening from here. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. Biafrans all over the world, lovers of freedom, I thank you and... My name is Emmanuel Chibuzo Eguato. I'm calling from Maputo. Maputo is the capital city of Mozambique. I'm a Biafran. I'm from Nnewi, Uluagu, precisely. My deputy director, I don't know if, anyway, before I go ahead, I will say may Chukwoke Kabiama continue to energize you, my deputy director. May Chukwoke Kabiama rescue our director. And may Chukwoke Kabiama restore the land of Biafra in the mighty name of Chukwoke Kabiama, I pray. My deputy, I don't know if you take time to listen to the speech of John Kelly in Alsa Fulani's kingdom, that's a southern of Sokoto's kingdom. I haven't
listened to it. I don't have it.
Honestly, to be honest with you, you will surprise, you will be very, very surprised. It's on YouTube. Anyway, it's on YouTube. It will surprise you what
right.
this
it's
man...
Very good, we play it. I have to look for it now.
Very good. It will surprise you what this man was speaking, the nonsense was coming out of this man's mouth. I was listening, although the Hausa Fulani people there listening, I don't think they actually understand what the man is saying. But to me, the man was against other people. Like, let's say, we are not Nigerians, we are Biafran, and the whole world have to know this. This man was, he was there just because of the northern people. And he make it clear that could you believe that the only only Biafran that was mentioned there, that was Azukiwe. And do you know what this man said? The man opened his mouth to castigate what a whole Nnamdi Azikiwe, they called him the Zeke of Africa. A whole what Zeke said, that this man, let me quote what the man opened his mouth to say. He said that Zeke told one Hausa Fulani, I don't want to call the man's name. Zeke told him, let's forget about our differences. And the man said, and the Hausa Fulani man opposed and said, let's identify our differences. So all of them were crying. All of them were crapping, I mean to say it. So meaning that this man was just mocking at people. You know, everything this man was saying is all about Igowan, it's all about Yakubu, it's all about Abu Salami, it's all about, you know, it was kind of, so I don't know why the whole world should allow such a people to be deceiving them. If you want to visit not your brothers, you visit them. And you make it clear to we, you make it clear to the whole world that they are the one who supported Muhammad Buhari. He said it, that US government was the one who supported Buhari to be where he is now. You people supported a man that don't even know the meaning of inclusive government. You supported a man who don't have certificates. You supported a man who have been killing people. I listened to one of his interview some time ago before he become this president. They asked him, what about the people you kill and the people you jail during your ministry head of when you was head of state of Nigeria? He said that that was a mistake. And the same mistake the man is repeating today. And you came to not, because it's not Nigeria that you visit, it anywhere, not is Nigeria. You came to not, you can't even question your boy, because I believe Muhammad Buhari is just your boy. He don't have sense. That's why you people put it there. Because if he's a Biafran that is in that seat, you can't just come and speak anyhow. If you speak, they will shut you down and tell you the way you have to put it. Because you can't tell us anyhow, because we are educated and we have knowledge, we have sense to think, we have sense more than even you people. That's why you people are not letting us to go. You people elected, you people put a man who can't even, I don't know, who don't understand English, another old man speak. When old man like him speaks, he can't understand. And you can be proud and bold enough to say that the man is doing it. Okay, tell me what kind of good work the man is doing, John Kelly. That's a question to you, because I hope you are listening. Once you are there, I knew that Radio Biafra is on where you are. They will want you to listen. So my question is, what kind of man is that you people have Putin to be the president of the whole Nigeria? The man cannot even govern his own household. He can't even govern them, talk less of the whole northern Fulani Hausa people. That's why he can't hold his people, because we don't care. He can be the president of Nigeria. That's not our problem. The only problem that we have with them is our freedom. They should let us go. He can finish with his brother. He can kill the whole house of Fulani people. We don't care. It's none of our business. But you people are the one that... I don't know what is wrong with this United States of America people. Every time you people are talking of diplomacy, doing things diplomatically, what kind of... say things... When you see white, call it white. When you see blue, call it blue. This man have been killing Biafrans. This man have been killing Hamlets, protesters. And you came all the way from United States of America. You not even all your speech, you can't even mention. You are only talking of what Boko Haram people do. You did, I mean to say. You are only talking of respecting whatever. Do you want to tell me, John Kerry, that you never hear that Muhammad Buhari boycott the judiciary order? They ordered him to free the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, and the man insists that our leader have to be in prison. Until death, he's in prison. Do you want to tell me, John Kelly, that you never hear this? Or do you want to tell me that you never heard of how many Biafrans that were killed on 30th May? And the ones they are still killing till date. Anyway, I don't have much to say. The only thing that I will say, please, my Avengers, wherever you people are, our brother said, I think yesterday, that he likes to hear boom, boom, boom. Yes, I like to hear boom, boom, boom. Not only boom, boom. In fact, if it's possible, that place they are holding the meat, boom, boom. Bomb. So nothing will live in Nigeria because our director told them that if they fail to give us Biafra, that Somalia will even be United States of America. What will happen to them? It's not that we will kill them, but Chukwu Kikabia when we finish all of them. Look at Rocha Sokolocha today. Where is he? That's how they will be running helter scatters until they die and vulture will eat all of them. Thank you, my deputy director, and Mechukwu Kikabia, my blessing. I'm signing off here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are, of course, coming to the end of this program. We thank you, God Almighty, for having made it possible for us to have come together, to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We continue to ask you, O God Almighty, Chukwu Okike, to continue to envelop Aliden and the Kanu with thy protection, with thy presence, that the evil ones will have no upper hand against him. Continue to imbue him with strength, with courage, with tenacity, with wisdom, that he will persevere till the end. Give us every enablement that we will, of course, stand till our leader Nnamdi Kanu is released, till all Biafrans are released from the dungeon of Nigeria murderous establishment. Emancipate the land of Biafra, that we stand on that land to praise you forever, to the admiration and the acknowledgement of the rest of humanity. From me, from here, this is sincerely Chairman 4 at this particular point in time, sign off. Thank you very much. Good night and God bless.
speak.